You know what absolutely blew my mind? The average dentist today graduates with over $300,000 in student debt. Yet the most successful ones are building practices worth millions. It's a fascinating story of how crushing debt can actually drive innovation.
That's such a striking contrast. How do they manage to turn that kind of debt burden into actual wealth?
Well, here's what's really interesting. It all starts with getting crystal clear on the numbers. The median dentist's salary hits around $159,530, with top performers making well over $200,000. But the real wealth building isn't just in the salary. It's in how they structure their practices.
So, what's the secret sauce that separates the successful practices from the ones that just get by?
Here's where it gets fascinating. It's actually about breaking free from traditional insurance models. Most dentists are stuck collecting only 60 to 70 cents on the dollar from PPOs, but the innovative ones are creating membership-based models that dramatically boost their margins.
That's quite a shift from the traditional approach. How do patients respond to these membership programs?
You know what's surprising? Patients often prefer it. These membership models create more predictable costs for patients, while generating steady recurring revenue for the practice. And here's the kicker. Practices with strong recurring revenue can sell for 20 to 30% more than traditional insurance-dependent practices.
That makes so much sense from a business perspective. But surely there must be some challenges in making that transition?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where smart marketing comes in. The data shows dentists who invest strategically in digital marketing see 5 to 10x returns on their investment. We're talking sophisticated strategies like IP targeting, social media campaigns, even Spotify ads. But it's all about targeting the right kind of patients.
Tell me more about what you mean by the right kind of patients. How do they identify them?
Well, they're looking for patients who value quality care over insurance networks, who are willing to invest in their dental health. And here's what's clever. They invest about 3 to 5% of revenue in marketing, but they're tracking everything meticulously through CRM systems and call tracking.
That level of business sophistication seems like quite a leap from what they teach in dental school.
Exactly right. And that's why successful dentists work with financial advisors who specialize in dental practices. These experts help optimize everything from loan repayment strategies to practice investment timing. It's about treating the practice as a wealth-building vehicle, not just a medical office.
You know what's really striking about all this? It seems like the most successful dentists are really business strategists who happen to practice dentistry.
That's exactly it. And it creates this amazing flywheel effect. Better patients lead to higher margins, which enables better marketing and systems, which attracts even more ideal patients. But here's the key. It's all about playing the long game.
How long does it typically take to see real results from this approach?
Well, the transformation doesn't happen overnight, but practices that commit to this model often see significant improvements within 12 to 18 months. They start by dropping their lowest-paying insurance contracts while building up their membership base, then gradually expand from there.
That's such a fascinating evolution in how dental practices operate. It really challenges the traditional model.
And here's what's really exciting about all this. These principles we're seeing in dentistry are actually universal business concepts, whether you're running a dental practice or any other professional service business. Success comes down to understanding your numbers, creating recurring revenue, and building long-term value.
This has been such an eye-opening look at how modern dental practices are evolving. It really shows there's always room for innovation, even in traditional industries.
Couldn't agree more. And I think the biggest takeaway is that success in any field isn't just about technical expertise. It's about understanding the business fundamentals and having the courage to challenge conventional wisdom. These dentists are proving that every day